What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, three-time Pro Bowler Josh Cribbs. I'm here with your post-game wrap-up of Cavs-Warriors Game 2. And it's not a happy day for me. I'm telling you, I'm soaking right now. I'm soaking right now. I'm disturbed. I'm hurt. Again, this is more therapy for me to be able to understand what happened, what just happened. I don't want to take anything away from the Warriors. Being a diehard Cavs fan, you know, diehard for Cleveland. I just don't want to take anything away from the Warriors. But I have to get this off my chest. I have to say it. Okay. I can't stand it when the NBA or the refs allow continuous antics from the Warriors team. They're a great team, hands down. Great bunch of shooters, great ball handlers, a great talented group. But why the antics? And the antics that I'm speaking of is all the drawing the three-point foul, drawing the fouls, running into people with the picks, and then jumping back at them to draw the foul, and then throwing the ball up every chance they get, trying to force a call by the refs. And a lot of times the refs gave them the calls because they were the star players. Curry did it. Stephen Curry did it. Kevin Durant did it. Didn't need to, but he did it anyway. Draymond Green, we all know he's full of the antics. Now, these are all great players, but I feel like minus the antics, minus forcing of the fouls to allow them to have these 4-point plays and these 3-point plays, and they're all good, you know, high class, high-end free throw shooters. They knocked them all down, by the way. But the antics that comes with their game, and I guess I'm biased because I'm a Cavs fan, and maybe we don't do it enough. But it's just something that strikes me. It's something that irks me because of those antics. I can't stand it. For jumping back into the guy, hey, play basketball. That's how I feel. Play basketball. Look, you're a talented group already. Why the antics? Why are you jumping back into the defender and then throwing up the ball to get a cheap 3-point play or a cheap 4-point play? Come on. Let's play ball. Regular defense. Regular offense. Run your pick plays. Do that. But why the antics? Forcing these refs who are already going to give you the call because you're the star player. But the antics, man, has got to stop. I don't, you know, the NBA, I don't want to, you know, call out the NBA allowing these, you know, the blatant disrespect of the rules. How they're trying to take advantage of it. But hey, I guess if we was on the other end of it, I wouldn't complain as much. But I feel like the Golden State Warriors are too good of a franchise. They're too great of a basketball team in its entirety to have such childish, I don't even have a word for it. They're a great team without the antics. Stop the antics. That's all I'm saying. Moving on from that. And that's my little rant. That's all I got for my rant. Other than that, Kevin Durant takes over a game. Curry, he does him. You know, these guys, we didn't stop them. They got on the road at home. We didn't do the key things necessary to win the game. They still created mismatches. They still played better offense. We did create a lot of opportunities, but we were unable to match their shooting capabilities. We were unable to take advantage of the opportunities when they did miss the shot. And we went down and we also missed the shot. So I told everyone to take it easy. Hey, it's game one a couple of days ago. Don't panic because, hey, we came back 3-1. But as we go into Cleveland 0-2, I'm not scared. I'm nervous. I'm never scared, little nervous. So that's where I stand as a diehard Clevelander, as a diehard Cavs fan, wanting them to go all the way again. I'm nervous because I didn't see Tristan Thompson. I didn't see On Fire Love. I saw a glimpse of what Kyrie can do competitively again throughout the game, but I didn't see enough of it. I didn't see Kyle Korver do what we brought him to do. I didn't see the supporting cast of the Cleveland Cavaliers come through like they are capable of coming through. I don't know if they need to be down in order to start shining. Maybe they need to just come home to Cleveland and play in front of our fans before they actually cut the light switch on and start playing ball. That's my rant. I know I keep ranting, but these guys have so much more talent than what they're showing on the court, allowing Steph Curry to play around and get in our head, dribbling the ball on LeBron. I know I saw one play where LeBron just wanted to smash the ball through the glass. And they called a timeout right after Steph Curry ran around LeBron a couple times and then made the cheap little frantic two-pointer. I hate it. Warriors are a great team, but I hate them. I feel like we love to hate them. I feel like everybody loves to hate them because they win. And I can't take that away from them. I still feel in my heart that the Cavs are a better team if they play like it, but hey, the stats show that they're not. Some guys that are on the court, I haven't seen them in a while. Where are you? You're out there. I see you physically, but I'm not feeling your presence. The score is not reflecting your presence. Tristan, you my boy. You gotta be a force in it. I just don't see enough of it. I want the Cavs to turn on like a light once they hit the Cleveland air. Once they hit the floor, once they here in Cleveland, I want them to defend the land. As always, I'm defending the land. The Cavs fans will defend the land. And whatever happens, we still got your back, Cleveland. We still got your back, Cavs. But that's my rant. I'm tired of the Warriors' antics. I hope they can put a special rule in it from the NBA. You know what? They don't have to do that. It's just because it's coming from the Warriors. I just expect better from a team of their caliber that did not have to stoop low to those antics. And I want to see the Cavaliers. I want to see them match up well. I want to see them reach their full potential when it counts. They played great ball in the postseason thus far. I want to see them continue to do that. And I know you Cavs fans out there want them to do the same. Well, I'm Josh Cribbs. I'm signing off. Check me out, man. Let me know your thoughts. Hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Josh Cribbs 16. Holla at your boy for pregame and postgame reports. And remember, go Cavs.